Good morning.
大家早。
We come to an end of a series of talks that we've had over the last 2 days.
今天是三个讲题里面最后一讲。
My wife Dallas and I and the whole Wycliffe team that have been here have felt so warmly welcomed.
我跟我太太以及我们威克里夫圣经翻译会的同工在这里觉得非常受到各位的款待，觉得很高兴。
In a small way, we feel as if this church has adopted us, and we thank you for that.
从一个角度来看，这个教会好像已经把我们视为你们的一份子，非常的谢谢。
It's clear to us that the Spirit of God is here.
非常的清楚感觉到圣灵与我们同在。
And that He has commissioned and called this church not only for this community but for the world.
神也呼召这个教会不只是在本地做福音的工作，也是为全世界摆上我们的一份。
We've witnessed an example of that this morning in this very solemn commissioning.
在今天早上，我们也看到这样一个例子，一个很严肃的差派典礼。
Lee and Diane are giving up the comforts of home to go to a place that is strange and unknown.
左弟兄跟吴姐妹他们离开了一个很舒服的家庭，去一个不是很确定的一个未来。
And all of us are grateful for their willingness, but it's only because of the Spirit of God.
我们一方面当然很谢谢他们愿意这样做，但是我们更感谢的是神的灵带领他们这样做。
That they are willing to do this.
他们愿意这样做，回应神的呼召。
And in some small way, you go with them.
从一个角度来讲，也是你们跟他们一起去。
This passage of scripture that we read aloud this morning.
我们今天早上看的这段的经文。
Is a story that Jesus told as a result of.What he wanted us to understand about God's heart.
耶稣讲这样一个比喻，是要我们了解神的心意是如何。
In the same way that Lee and Diane are giving up the comforts of home, Jesus gave up the comforts of his home to come here.
就好像佐雷跟戴安娜要离开一个很舒服的环境，耶稣也离开他自己在天国很舒服的环境，来到这个世界上面来。
And this was really the first of three stories that Jesus told to illustrate the extent to which God will go.
在三个故事里面，三个比喻里面，耶稣是在说明这个神会用怎么样的方法，会到什么样的程度来拯救他所爱的人。
In reading these three stories of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son,
在这一章里面就记载这三个的比喻：失了一只羊。掉了一块钱，浪子的比喻。
We see that there is great rejoicing in heaven when even one sinner repents.
我们可以很清楚地看到，只要一个罪人悔改，他在天上是有无比的欢呼。
And the extent to which God will go to reach the least, the last, the lost.
可见神是用怎么样的方法要去达到最需要之地、最终传达的地方以及未得之民。
And he has placed us here with the responsibility of drawing people into the kingdom.
他把我们这个是摆在这个世界上面，目的就是要我们把人引到天国里面。
And our hearts need to align with God.
所以我们的心要跟神的心意来配合。
I once had a conversation with one of my friends.
有一次跟我一个朋友有一个交谈。
Who'd been called to Senegal in West Africa.
他被呼召到西非洲的一个国家叫 Senegal 去服事。
He and his wife thought that when they first became a part of Wycliffe,
他跟他太太好参加了威克里夫圣经翻译会以后呢
，that God would call them to a very large group of people.
他们以为上帝会呼召他们去一个很大的一个族群。
Their hope was that they would go to a language community of maybe 100,000 people.
他们以为就是说，或者他们希望是被差派到一个至少有10万人以上的一个族群。
But when they arrived in Senegal, they realized that the language community is being offered to them.
但是他们到了 Senegal 这个国家之后呢，才发现是说他们要服侍的那一个族群
were less than 10,000 people，
比一万人还少。
And he was discouraged.
他有点失望。
He said, "God, what have you done?"
他对上帝说：“上帝，你做了什么事情啊
？”Why would you send me here for so few people？
这里人才几千个人，你把我放到这里来
？In fact, he had been asked to consider a language community of only 5,000 people, the Kwate community.
他一差派到那个族群呢，叫做 Kwate， 只有5000个人。
As he walked around the Kwate community one evening, he had a conversation with God.
他就在 Quartet 这个社区里面就走来走去。有一天晚上呢，他跟神有这样一个对话。
He said, "God, would you please help me understand what you've done?"
他就对上帝说：“上帝啊，帮助我了解你要我在做什么。
”I thought you sent me here to reach large numbers of people.
我以为你呼召我到这里来是要跟许多许多的人分享福音。
And God said to him, "Where are you from, Steve?"
那上帝就对他说 ：“Steve, 你从哪里来的？”
Steve said, "God, I am from Weed, California."
那Steve 就说哈，我是从一个加州一个镇叫做 Reed 这样一个地方来的。
I don't know how many of you know where Weed, California is.
不晓得你们有多少人对 Weed, California 加州的 Weed 有多大的了解
，or how large it is，
或者它有多大。
But it has about 5,000 people in it.
那个地方其实就是只有五千个人。
God made a point with Steve that day. He said, "Steve, how many churches are there in Weed, California?"
然后Steve 跟这个神就有这样的对话，就是说，上帝啊，在 Weed 这个地方有几个教会
？Steve said, "God, there are 8 churches."
所以上帝这样问他，那 Steve 就回答说，在 Weed 这样的地方呢，有八个教会。
And God said to Steve, "Don't the Quate people have the right to have one church?"
然后上帝就对 Steve 说，那难道这个 Quate 这五千个人不值得有一个教会吗
？In huge humility, Steve repented on the spot.
那在一个很感动的一个情况之下，那个 Steve 就非常的谦卑的在神面前跪下来。
Steve was reminded of what Paul said in Romans chapter 15 verse 20. My ambition has always been to reach or preach the good news where the name of Christ has never been heard.
Steve 的回应就像保罗在罗马书第十五章二十节所说的：“我立了志向，不在基督的名被称国的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
And as a result of that commitment, today the Quate people can hear God speak Quate.
就因为 Steve 这样的摆上，到今天这个 Quate 的人可以用自己的母语来了解圣经。
If you were here last night, you heard me talk about having a sense of urgency in our work.
昨天晚上在这里听讲到的弟兄姐妹会记得，牧师有谈到这个要一个紧迫的心。
And I shared a very brief story about the devastation of the tsunami that struck Asia.
我分享了在2004年底，在亚洲所发生的一个巨大的海啸。
You remember that on December 29th of 2004, probably 275,000 people were killed.
在2004年12月29号，大概有275,000个人失去他们的生命。
While that story is very dramatic, there are other stories.
那个这样的一个事件当然是非常的独特，但是其实在历史中间还有许多类似的经验。
I have friends who work on a tiny atoll in Papua New Guinea.
我有一个朋友在这个巴布亚新几内亚的一个地方一个小岛上面叫Atoll 这一个地方工作。
On July 17th of 1998, a very similar thing happened to them.
在1998年的7月17号，同样的一个海啸，侵袭了这样一个小岛。
There was an earthquake and a resulting tsunami.
海底有一个地震，然后就造成了一个海啸。
That almost wiped out half of the language community.
几乎把整个岛上面一半的族人完全消灭。
Many of their friends passed into eternity in an instant.
就在一刹那之间，许多人离开了这个世界，进到永恒里面。
I'm reminded that each year 2.5 million people
每一年250万人
pass into eternity
离开了这个世界
in these language communities that do not yet have scripture.
他们是在一个族群里面，他们没有自己的母语可以来看圣经的，250万就离开了这个世界。
People who have not yet had the opportunity to hear God speak their language like the Quate.
他们没有像 Quate 这样的族群一样，能够用自己的母语来读、来听圣经。
We also spoke briefly last night about the need for us to put on a different set of eyes to see what God is doing.
昨天晚上我们也提到说，我们要放上一副新的眼睛，我们才能够看到神在这个世界上面的作为。
I'm reminded of a story of a pastor who went to the Maasai in Kenya in the late 1960s.
谈到这里的时候呢，就想到是说有一个牧师，他在肯雅的 Maasai 这样一个族群中间来工作，在60年代的末期在那里工作。
And as he was struggling to do language learning, he was looking for terms that would best express his Christian faith.
那他在学习语文的时候呢, 他就一直要找一些独特的字或者一些词来代表他基督的信仰。
He was with an elder in the village one day.
有一天他跟, 他在那个, 村子里面跟村里面的长老, 来交谈。
Who said, Vincent, you've chosen the wrong term for faith.
然后那个长老呢, 就跟他说, Vincent, 好, 这个人, 就说, 你对于信, 相信, 或者是信仰, 这个词呢, 选了一个不对的字, 选错了字。
He said it's like the hunter that goes on a hunt, but he only goes with his finger on a gun.
就好像一个猎人拿着步枪要去打猎, 他只靠他来动扳手的那根食指而已。
Only his finger is involved in the hunt.
只有他的食指在打猎中间派得上用场。
He said, let me suggest another word to you.
然后我建议呢, 你用另外一个字。
It's the word we use for a lion that goes on a hunt.
这个字呢, 是我们来形容一个狮子, 这个狮子去打猎去猎取它的猎物的时候的一个描述。
He said his whole being is involved.
狮子在, 要打猎, 要猎取它的猎物的时候, 是它的全身, 整只狮子都包含在里面, 都投入在里面。
Sight, smell, hearing.
它的眼, 它所, 眼睛看到的, 它鼻子所嗅, 所闻到的, 它耳朵所听到的。
And he added, patience.
而且呢, 他是非常的有耐心, 在等他的猎物。
That's what faith is like. It totally envelops us.
信仰就是这样子, 我们相信就是这样子, 完全地包含了我们。
This video that we saw this morning,
我们刚刚看了一段短片,
is the result of 75 years of the faith of many people.
是75年来, 许多忠心的人, 按着他们的信仰, 所得到这样的一个果效。
That included a great deal of patience.
中间有许多许多的耐心跟忍耐。
Waiting upon God.
在神面前耐心的等待。
You see, the word of God was first translated for the Quetzalcoatl in Guatemala almost 50 years ago.
差不多50年前, 就是在瓜地马拉这样一个国家的一个族群, 里面, 这个圣经被翻译。
And it spread from there to other language communities like the K'iche that we just saw.
然后呢, 从那里再往旁边的族群, 我们看到一个 K'iche, 这样一个族群慢慢往外延伸。
And today we see communities that are totally transformed by God's Word.
今天我们看到整个的社区, 整个的族群, 因为神的话语的原因被改变过来。
Last night I talked about some of my doubts.
昨天晚上我谈到我自己对于圣经翻译的一些疑问。
I confessed to the group last night that sometimes I have little faith.
我很坦白地跟, 昨天晚上的弟兄姐妹来告白, 许多时候我的信心不够。
That God's word really makes a difference.
我不以为上帝的语, 话语会改变这个世界。
It's stories like we just saw.
但是呢, 刚, 这个, 我们刚刚在影片里面所看到的这些, 故事,
In this DVD that remind me, it really does make a difference.
在这个影片里面, 这些的故事, 再一次地提醒我, 神的话语是大有功效, 真的有改变的能力。
And it starts with individuals.
而且是从个人来开始。
A friend of mine completed a Bible translation in a country that I would rather not name today.
我的一个朋友, 在一个国家, 因为一些原因我不能告诉你是哪一个国家, 他在那个国家里面完成了一个圣经翻译的一个计划。
Simply because it was in a highly Islamized area and people could be put at risk if I named the community or the country.
这个国家这个族群是, 受到回教很大的这个影响, 所以呢, 为了他们安全的缘故, 所以我不能告诉你是哪一个国家是哪一个族群。
One day he and his family were at the beach on a vacation.
有一天他跟他的家人在海滩上面度假。
In the country where they worked.
就在他们工作的那个, 国家, 来度假。
And there were some military men out here doing some exercises.
然后在旁边呢, 有一些军人在, 演习。
And one of these young men by the name of Sunarjo,
那这个, 军人呢, 有一个人叫做 Sunarjo,
came up out of the water in all of his frogman gear.
Tom, does that translate?
那这个因为是军事演习, 好, 所以这个是, 身上, 穿着那个潜水, 这个军事的这些装备, 从水里面呢, 冒出来。
He and his wife had little children at the time, and they were terrified.
然后这个宣教士跟他太太还有小孩看到这样的情形呢，当然是很害怕。
But they soon began to realize that this young man was very special.
然后，但是呢，他们非常快的就了解到说，这个穿着全副这个潜水的武装的这个军人哈，是一个特别的人。
He was actually an officer in the service in this country.
他是在这个国家里面呢，是一个中级的一个军官。
A leader of men and a fierce fighter.
是一个军官，是带领他的部队，而且是一个非常勇敢的一个战士。
But a kind and gentle heart and a true seeker.
但是呢，他有一颗很柔软的心，他很诚实的来追寻信仰。
As their friendship developed, he began to understand the message of the good news of Jesus Christ.
然后呢，这个宣教士就跟这个军官呢建立一个很好的友谊的关系。透过这样的关系，这个军官了解到神的基督的爱。
And this Muslim man became a true follower of Jesus Christ.
这个原来是信伊斯兰教的人，作为一个耶稣的门徒。
It was a very hard day for Sunarjo when his father said,
有一天，这个人叫 Sunarjo， 他的爸爸这样说，
Because of your conversion to Christianity, as of this day, we have no more son.
因为你改信基督教，从今天开始，我就没有你这个儿子。
These are stories that you have heard before.
我相信你以前一定都听过类似这样的故事。
It does make a difference when people convert to Christ.
人接受了主，改变了他的信仰，会带来一些后果。
But there's a price to pay.
也有一个很大的代价。
There's nothing more radical. There's nothing more revolutionary. There's nothing more subversive against injustice and oppression than the Bible.
除了圣经以外，没有其他的东西是更革命性的，或者是更有力量的对抗这个社会上面的不公平跟不公义。
Some people ask me, why don't we just teach people Mandarin or English?
有人就问我是说，那为什么我们只要把教大家中文或者英文就好了？
Why do we want to work in these minority communities with these minority languages?
为什么要到这些少数民族里面去学他们的语文去帮助他们？
I'm trying to imagine this morning, even as I was listening to the service,
今天早上我跟你们一起来敬拜，我就坐在下面。
And listening to the beautiful singing that must be the language of heaven.
我听到各位的这个诗歌，这一定是天国的诗歌。
My understanding was zero.
但是呢，我一句都听不懂。
So those of you that are Mandarin speakers this morning, imagine if all you had was the Bible in English.
如果说你只会中文，但是你只有一本英文的圣经的话。
And I'm trying to imagine what it would be like if we only had the Bible in Mandarin.
那也是跟我一样，如果我只有一本圣经是中文的话。
We have a great God that wants to speak our language and communicate with us in our heart language.
我们的神是伟大的神，他愿意跟我们说话，他愿意用我们最亲切的母语来跟我们说话。
And he is fully capable of doing that.
他当然有能力做这样的工作。
And he honored language throughout the scriptures, different languages.
他在圣经里面一直会提到不同的这个语言。
And for some strange reason, has chosen we weak humans to be the communicators.
但是因为一个我们还不太了解的一个原因，他选择我们这些软弱的人作为他福音的使者。
But it's God's word that is strong, not us.
但是真正有能力的是神的话语，有能力的不是我们。
And my strong conviction is that it's very important for every man, woman, and child to have this opportunity.
我的一个很清楚的很强的一个信念就是说，每一个人不管男女老幼都应该有这样的一个机会
to hear this good news of the gospel in a language that sinks to the deepest part of who they are，
用自己最熟悉的语言来听到神的话语，来听到福音。
This pastor that went to the Maasai back in the late 1960s that I just referred to，
这位在60年代末期去这个 Maasai 这个族群来分享福音的这个宣教士
wrote a book called Christianity Rediscovered.
他写了一本书，就是说重新发现基督信仰。
His name was Vincent Donovan.
他的名字呢叫做 Vincent Donovan.
And he said that when he got to the Maasai, he had to forget everything he had ever learned about church planting.
他说他到了这个马萨这个族群里面呢，他要把他以前所学过所有跟这个建立教会的经验要全部把它丢掉，全部忘记。
His misperception was that it was his job to communicate God to the community.
他当时的一个错觉，一个错误的看法是说，他以为是他就是要代表神去来跟这个当地的这个族群来分享。
And of course, that was partly true, but what he had forgotten.
这个没有完全错，但是他忘记了很重要的一点。
Was that God was there before he was there?
而是说，他还没有去玛撒以前，上帝就已经在那里。
And his job was to connect this good news of the gospel with what God had already revealed within that culture.
他的责任只是说，在神已经在那样的一个族群里面所显示出来的神的大能，他作为一个桥梁，把圣经的话语跟神已经的这个启示，把它连接起来。
If you ever have a chance to read that book, you'll see the things that he lists that are important for a community to be reached.
如果你有机会看那本书，重新发现基督教的话，它里面有列出来，就是说要哪一些要件使宣教士可以去达到这个还没有福音达到的这个族群。
And the last thing he says is, leave the Bible.
最后他说的一句话就是说，就圣经。
You see, it's through the Bible that people know what's in God's heart.
就是透过圣经，人才能够了解神的心意。
It's this great love story of John 3:16.
就像约翰福音第三章16节这个伟大的爱的故事。
Just like these stories this morning, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
就像我们在圣经里面所看到许多的比喻，以及我们今天早上所读的经文，这个。 迷失的羊，掉了的钱，以及离家的浪子。
God was willing to sacrifice his own son.
神愿意把他自己的独生爱子为我们牺牲。
And all of that because of his great love and his desire to have a relationship with us.
这是因为他爱我们，他愿意跟我们和好，所以他做这样的事情。
And he's placed us here for those that have not yet been included in his kingdom.
他把我们放在这个世界上面，目的就是让其他还没有进到天国的人有机会认识神。As
I mentioned to the group last night, all of us have been called to go.
我昨天晚上跟大家分享，我们每一个人其实都被呼召要去。And
as you've committed this morning publicly with Lee and Diane, not all of you are going to get on airplanes.
我们在这里一起的来差派左弟兄还有吴姐妹。 但是我们也了解，不是每一个人呢，明天都要坐到一个飞机上面到前线去。But
you have committed to go with them.
但是我们的认可认知，我们所愿意摆上的是，我们要跟他们一起去。I
know you'll pray.
我们知道你会为他们祷告。And
I know that you'll support them with your finances.
我们也知道我们在经济上面会给他们支持。Because
they've been called to the least, the last, and the lost.
他们是被呼召到福音未得之民，最终传达的地方，要去分享福音。I
was at a New Testament dedication just a few months ago.
几个月之前，我在一个庆祝的典礼。这个庆祝的典礼呢，是庆祝一个新约圣经的翻译计划的完成。My
wife Dallas and I, along with my colleague Erica Schuler, who's here.
我还有我太太Dallas 还有这个Erica姐妹，在我们中间的Erica姐妹呢，参加这样一个典礼。
Flew to Palawan in the Philippines.
我们到菲律宾，到了一个地方叫做Palawan。
It's a state.
Okay, 是菲律宾。
Puerto Princesa.
Okay, 是菲律宾的一个省份叫做Palawan。
Where one of our Wycliffe colleagues, an African-American woman,
我的一个威克里夫圣经翻译会的同工，他是黑人。
Had helped facilitate and complete a New Testament for the Cagayanan community.
他就是参与这样一个新约圣经的一个翻译计划，为当地一个族群叫做Cagayana。
I got on an airplane one day to fly out to the heart of the language community.
那有一天呢，我就坐在飞机上面，要飞到这样一个族群中间。
Which was on a very small island in the middle of the Sulu Sea.
这个族群呢是在苏鲁海里面一个很小很小的岛上面。It's
a place you can't even find on the map.
你在地图上，那个地方很小，你在地图上面都找不到的。Got
on the airplane and flew for an hour and landed on a very short grass airstrip.
那坐在一个飞机上面飞了一个小时，然后就降落在一个草坪的上面。
where I was met by the translator as well as people in the community that had helped with the translation.
那我在那里呢，就遇见那个圣经的翻译工作者以及他的当地的同工。
They began to explain to us that before air transportation,
他就跟我们解释说，有飞机以前,
it was a minimum of a 25-hour boat ride from the closest city.
从最近的城要坐船坐25个钟头才能够到那个岛去。
Yet Jacqueline Huggins, who was the translator,
这个人叫Huggins, 是这个圣经翻译者,
was willing to give up the comforts of home to go to this small island.
他愿意放弃他这个舒服的家庭，这个到一个遥远的那么一个小岛上面。
For a very small language community that had not heard the scriptures in their own language.
是为了一个不太大的一个族群，为的是让他们有机会用自己的母语来看到圣经。
These language communities are found not along the pavement anywhere.
这些的小的族群不会在我们的柏油路的旁边。
They're often found in the middle of great oceans.
他们许多时候是在一个海洋的一个小岛上面。
But even today, there are still 2,200 language communities still waiting for someone to come.
虽然有许多的工作，但是到今天还是有2,200个这样的族群没有自己母语的圣经。
They're waiting for one of us to get on an airplane.
他们在等待，有一天他们可以用自己最熟悉的话语来读圣经。他也在等待，或许是我们中间一个人、数个人坐到飞机上面去服侍他们。
They're waiting while we pray.
在我们祷告的时候，他们在等待。
And let me just pause here and emphasize the importance of prayer.
我在这里要再一次的强调这个祷告的重要。
Because that may be the most important part of this work.
这个应该是在整个事工里面最重要的部分。
One of my friends completed a New Testament for the Canela people of Brazil.
我的一个好朋友在巴西的Canela的这一个族群中间工作，完成了一个圣经翻译的计划。
After he and his wife had completed this New Testament, it took nearly 30 years.
他跟他太太还有同工花了几乎30年的时间完成这样一个圣经翻译的计划。
He bumped into a man from Ireland one day who was a pastor.
他呢碰到一个从爱尔兰来的一个牧师。
This man told him, I was at one time a missionary to the Canela.
然后这个人呢就跟他说，许久以前我曾经是对Canela的地方做宣教士。
He says, I have spent nearly 60 years of my life praying for that group of people.
我花了几乎60年的时间为这样一个族群来祷告。
My friend Jack said, I didn't know.
那Jack,我的这个朋友,Jack就说,我完全不知道。
He said, I've spent 30 years of my life speaking to the Canela about God.
我花了我生命里面30年的时间跟Canela的人来跟他们宣告神。
And you spent twice that amount of time talking to God about the Canela.
但是你花了双倍的时间跟神来祷告，为Canela的人来祷告。
It takes both.
所以我们需要有人在前线侍奉，也需要有人祷告。
Billy Graham once said,
The
explosion of Bible translation has brought the Word of God to hundreds of tribes and languages.
这个圣经翻译好像一个爆炸一样。 把这个神的话语呢带到世界上面数以百计的族群跟语言之中。
This should encourage you that God can take a dedicated heart and consecrate it to His service and shake the world.
知道这样的事情应该给我们许多许多的鼓励。上帝可以用一个专心的人，而且给他生化，给他使用，而且呢，这些的工作呢能够改变这个世界。
It has been a huge privilege for my wife Dallas and me to be here with you this weekend.
能够在这个周末跟这个弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜，我跟我太太跟我的同工感觉非常的荣幸。Pastor
Choi, Missions Board, thank you for extending this privilege to us.
谢谢蔡牧师跟蔡传委员会邀请我们到这里来。We
pray that in some small way God has used this time to motivate you and change this church.
我们祈求上帝用这段的时间来打动我们的心，来改变我们的教会，来带领我们的教会。Thank
you for what you're already doing.
为着你们已经在宣教上面的摆上来感谢。And
please allow me to encourage you in your efforts.
但是呢，也允许我来鼓励大家更多的工作。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we know that you have placed us here for a reason.
我们在天上的父，我们相信你把我们摆在这里，有你独特的计划。
We know that that is ultimately to bring you honor and glory.
我们知道最终的目的是把荣耀尊贵带到你的面前。
But you also desire to see true worshipers of you and of Jesus Christ, your Son.
但是我们也相信你愿意看到更多的在你面前诚心敬拜的信徒，敬拜你也敬拜主耶稣基督。
Thank you for your Holy Spirit that has revealed this to us.
我们感谢圣灵给我们的带领，给我们的启示，让我们能够看见你给我们的带领。
And that we can hear you in a language that we understand best.
我们也感谢你，我们能够用我们最熟悉的语文来听到你亲自对我们说话。
Father, this morning we pray for those 2,200 language communities.
天父，在今天的早上，我们为着那2200个族群还没有自己的语文的圣经，我们为他们祷告。
That have not yet had the chance to hear you speak.
他们还没有机会用自己最亲密的语言来听你对他们说话。
Father, we know that you're already there in those communities.
主啊，我们相信你已经在这样的一个族群社区里面。
And even though they are unnamed in my prayer this morning, you know who they are.
虽然我们在这样的一个短短的祷告没有提出是哪几个族群，但是你知道是哪一些族群。
We pray soon that someone will go.
我们祷告，迫切的祷告，很快的你会打发一些人去。
And share this good news about Jesus Christ with these language communities.
把耶稣的美好的福音跟这样的族群来分享。
It's in his name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。星期一，上午一。